Date is February 21st, 2002.
This is Sarah Lawrence interviewing Mrs. Ruth Brooks at her home in Etma. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Can you spell the name, your name, please? The full name for the
record. My name is Ruth Lucilla Gardner Brooks. Ruth, R-U-T-H, Lucilla, L-U-C-I-L-L-A, Gardner, G-A-R-D-N-E-R, Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S.
Okay. Can you tell us when and where you were born?
Okay, I was born here in Etmont. I've been here all of my life. And,
in the same house, or?
Well, no, next door. This is my family home.
Okay.
That's where I was born, next door.
Alright.
That's where my mother and father lived.
Mm-hmm. And can you give us their names and your grandparents' names if you remember them?
Let's see, now my mother's name was Hattie Nelson. Or I would say Hattie Montgomery Nelson Gardner, of course. And my father's name was William Kenton Gardner.
How do you spell Kenton?
K-E-N-T-O-N.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And their parents?
My mother's name was Sally Nelson.
You mean her mother? Your grandmother?
Yeah, my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother was named Sally Nelson. That was my mother's mother.
Okay.
And my father's mother was named... I have forgotten what my father's mother's were named.
That's okay.
Okay.
It might come back.
It'll come back to me.
So your mother's father's name?
My mother's father's name, his name was Burrell Nelson, B-U-R-E-L-L.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And my father's father's name was Jasper Gardner.
Okay.
J-A-S-P-E-R.
All right.
But right now, I don't know why I can't think of my grandmother's name.
She was just so close to your heart.
Maybe so.
And do you know when your grandparents were born?
Oh, no, I can't give you that right now.
Okay.
I guess if I had known it sooner, I could have gotten that information together.
How about where?
Well, they were born in the Keene area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then your parents?
Well, my parents, were they born?
Yeah.
Well, they were born in the same area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Where were they raised? In Keene or Esma?
Yes. No, they weren't raised in Esma. They were raised in the Keene area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them. But then they moved here.
Mm-hmm. They moved here.
All right. And they raised you?
Both your parents? Uh-huh. Yes. Both of my parents raised me.
Mm-hmm. Did you have extended family around here?
What you mean, like sisters and
brothers? Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Aunts, uncles.
Uh-huh. Well, I had several uncles. Most of my aunts lived at Keene.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Most of them lived out in the Keene area.
Mm-hmm.
But I had an uncle that lived up the road here, not too far from us. His name was Philip Nelson.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Then I had another uncle that lived here in the Esmont area. His name was Joseph Nelson.
Okay.
And Burial Nelson. In fact, he lived with my mother. He lived with us for a while.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Until he died.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he was not married?
No, he never was married.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And how many brothers and sisters did you have?
Oh, I had 4 brothers and 3 sisters.
Okay. Can you give us their names?
Okay. Well, the oldest one was named William.
Uh-huh.
We used to call him Willie.
Uh-huh.
And then there was John. Jetty was next.
Could you spell that?
J-E-T-T-I-E.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then Beatrice, B-E-A-T-R-I-C-E,
mm-hmm.
Beatrice.
Mm-hmm.
And then Elizabeth. And then me.
Mm-hmm.
Then George. And Ted.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And You all got along splendidly, I'm sure.
Yes, we did.
Did you?
We were a close family, always have been and still is.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah, we are a very close family. Yeah.
Did the older siblings look after the younger siblings?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, yes, they did. Because when my mother wasn't here or when she was working, you know, my older sisters would take care of the house. Mm-hmm. One of my sisters, Beatrice, she was a real good cook.
Oh. What was her specialty?
What was her specialty? Oh, I don't know, just general cooking. I can't remember.
Do you remember some of the things you had?
Oh, well, I guess we had things like, well, she could fry chicken real good. Mm-hmm. And, oh, she could make some lovely mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And of course she could bake bread.
Mm-hmm.
So she was just really the best cook in the family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because
I didn't learn how to cook until after my mother died.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
By being the youngest girl, I didn't, you know, I used to be the one who would keep the house clean.
Oh.
I was good at that.
How did you keep the house clean?
Oh, well, you know, I never liked a whole lot of junk around, things hanging around and shoes and stuff. So I would just hide everything, Lord, maybe put the shoes up under the bed and any time anything got lost and the other sisters and brothers couldn't find it, they would say, ask Ruth. She got it stuck in the closet or underneath the bed or someplace. So anyway, that was one way. I was just a neat person and wanted everything to be in place.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I was good at dusting, sweeping the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, stuff like that.
And you had to do chores, is that correct?
Oh, yes. Yes. You know, during that time, you know, kids had chores to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You didn't just come home from school and do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You had all kinds of things to do, like go to the spring and bring water
mm-hmm.
for the next day. And
where was the spring?
Get in kindling wood,
mm-hmm.
pick up chips.
Mm-hmm.
And we had things like that to do. But nowadays, kids don't have too many chores to do. When they come home, they maybe sit down in front of a TV or something like that,
mm-hmm.
playing outside. But we had things to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where's the spring?
Oh, the spring was sort of like, well, not too far from here. We would go across the road there and down in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was a path, and we would go down there and get the water. And,
facing across the street?
Across the street here.
Mm-hmm.
And we would all get together and go in a group sometime. We would call each other and say, we're ready to go to the spring.
Just the kids in your family?
Just the kids in the family and next door.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
So who are your neighbors?
Well, one of my favorite neighbors then, which that girl and I used to play together a lot, her name was, well, her parents' name was Japheth and Leah Nelson. And
what was the first name then?
Japheth.
How do you spell that?
J-A-P-H-E-T-H.
Okay.
I guess that's the right way. But anyway, and their daughter Bernice was my friend because we were around the same age.
Mm-hmm.
And we would all get, and she had brothers, and we would all just get together and go to the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then my older sisters, they said they did the same thing. You know, some of the neighbors that live close by, Jetty said that, you know, they would call each other and go to the spring
mm-hmm.
together. Because
mm-hmm.
during that time, my parents, my mother, took in washing for people, especially some of the wealthier families. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember some of their names?
Yes. I remember two. I think they were the only two really that she took in laundry mm-hmm. for was Memorial,
mm-hmm.
M-O-R-I-E-L-S, I think that's
okay.
the way you spell it,
mm-hmm.
and the Small, S-M-A-L-L-S.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So we had to bring water for her to wash their clothes,
mm-hmm.
plus our clothes
mm-hmm.
and children, And of course, now when it rained, they would take advantage of that because they had valves sitting up under the leaks, you know, so they could catch water. And so we had to drink a lot of water. Sometimes if you were kind of young, not too old, you know, like maybe 6 years old or seven or eight, maybe you would have a little bucket you could go to the spring and bring back. But the bigger children had larger buckets.
Right.
So at that time, we used to have fun going to the spring together, talking, probably playing too. Stop for a while because the buckets would get heavy.
Sure.
Then you would stop for a while, maybe play and talk and joke with each other. So that was one of the things, one of the chores we had to do during that time.
What other kinds of play did you do as a kid?
What kind of play? Oh, you know, during that time, let me see, we played things like marbles, believe it or not, and hopscotch. Please don't ask me how you play that now, because I may have forgotten. But I know that was something called hopscotch.
Right.
You would draw some marks on the ground, and then you would jump about from one block to the other, something like that. And of course, sure, we played ball, softball.
Did boys and girls play together?
Yeah, well, yes. Yeah, we played together. Our cousins and neighbors and all, we would get together, you know, and play.
After your chores?
Oh, yes. After the chores. You had to do them first.
So your mother took in washing, laundry, and that occupied pretty much her whole day.
Well, I'm sure it did.
Okay. And your father?
Well, my father, at an early age, I don't know how old he was because I wasn't even born when this happened, but he used to work at a slate quarry over here in the lower part of Esmont. And he got his leg broken somehow. Something fell on him. I don't know exactly how it happened. So he didn't do any hard work after that because he always had a stiff leg. But he used to work for a man around here somewhere. I forgot now where it was, but you know, he did what he could. He did light work like gardening for the people. Bradleys, that's who they were.
Okay.
He used to work for the Bradleys. B-R-A-D-L-E-Y-S, I think.
Okay.
And he did light work like working in the garden and weeding out flowers and stuff like that. He didn't do any more hard work after that. I remember.
Bending your back can be pretty hard. Weeding a garden.
That's true. But I guess that was better than doing some hard, really hard labor work.
Sure.
Back during that time, it wasn't no easy work to do much.
Right.
You know?
Do you remember how he was treated when he broke his leg?
Well, I'm just saying now what my older sisters and my mother, I used to hear her talk about this. But she was expecting Elizabeth when this happened. And because when it happened down there at the quarry, they called the ambulance and they stopped out here at the gate at the other, next door at the home place to let her know that they were taking him to the hospital and, you know, and what had happened, you know. So they did. They took him to the hospital and
coached in Charlottesville.
In Charlottesville
University.
Of course, it wasn't modernized like it is now. They say he had a lot of pain, but and I guess they didn't have the various medicines and painkillers like they have now. So they say he suffered a lot. And of course the hospital facilities wasn't that great either. At that time they had the black people down in the basement. Which wasn't very nice.
Right.
But that's the way it was then.
Do you know how long he stayed in the hospital?
That's what I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how long he stayed.
Do Do you remember if the slate quarry employed whites as well as blacks?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. It's integrated.
Seemed like that was integrated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If not much else.
That's right.
Right. Let's see. Speaking of kind of things happening in the community of Esmont, where did you as a family go for recreation, or were there community events you remember attending for fun?
For fun. Okay. Well, you know, the school used to have various activities.
Which school was that?
That was the old Esmont High School,
mm-hmm.
right there in this community,
okay.
down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they would have activities that we could attend. Sometimes they had dances, but they were always well supervised by teachers and chaperones,
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then they would have plays that we could go to at. Because now we used to have to walk back and forth because they didn't have no buses then.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But our parents would let us go, along with some of the older sisters and brothers went with us.
So you could go without your parents?
We could go without them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. As long as we had a good chaperone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to think of other activities in this community. But right now, I just can't think of anything else at that time.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I heard of a traveling circus coming through here at one point. Did you
think so?
Do you remember that?
Traveling circus? No, I don't remember
that one.
I don't remember that one.
How about revivals?
Oh, yes. We always had revivals.
Mm-hmm.
Even, I mean, I remember those from being as a young child. New Green Mountain Revival, that was the name of the church that I attend, New Green Mountain. And our revival was held on the first Sunday in August, as far as I can remember. It seemed like somebody said that it was on a different Sunday, but in the later years, it changed to the first Sunday in August. And it still is the first Sunday in August.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we used to enjoy going back and forth to church every night.
Every night?
Yes, because we had it. The revival would last a whole week.
Okay.
And it still does.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a guest preacher to come in. And you go every night.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. From Monday through Friday.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Do they preach very different sermons from the usual?
With these guest preachers? Well, they preach from the Bible.
Can't get too different.
I don't guess. Well, I don't know. The older preachers back there, they weren't as, I guess, educated as the ministers are now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But we enjoyed whatever they did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Of course, now we have ministers that's more knowledgeable. They've gone to seminars and colleges and stuff. And they bring them out in a different way.
Uh-huh. What's the difference?
Well, I don't know. It seemed like the older ministers did a lot of, I don't know what you call it, but anyway, some of them couldn't read as well, I guess. Like they just had that insight that the Lord gave them,
mm.
and they could preach a sermon.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you know, the ministers are taught, and of course I know they've been called too by the Lord. I would like to think so.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been taught, and they just teach, and they preach in a different way,
mm-hmm.
on a higher level. That's the way I think I can explain it.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I think it's on a higher level, because naturally, back there, those ministers, the older ministers, they didn't go to school.
So by higher, you mean more educated?
On a more educated level.
But
because people now are more knowledgeable and are well educated,
mm-hmm.
and naturally they have to prepare themselves so that they can preach to the people now.
Mm-hmm. Which sermons do you find yourself more drawn to now, like the ones now if they are taught or preached, or the ones back then? Of course, you're a different person from when,
yes.
from who you were.
Uh-huh. Well, I think I enjoy the ones now.
Mm-hmm.
the ones that they preach now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I would like to talk a little bit about the school in more detail. Could you describe the school and your school years there? Mm-hmm. Maybe start with your teachers.
Okay.
Who had a lasting impact.
Well, at Esmont School, it was, it only went to the 11th grade. Mm-hmm. So, okay, I'll start with the first grade. My first grade teacher was named Mrs. Helen Southall. Mm-hmm. And at that time, it was a pretty large school, and they had, you know, different classes for all grades.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But like you say, in the first grade, I think the first and second grade was together. But as you got moved on up a little higher, you had, you know, separate rooms, mm-hmm. and separate teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, I went to the 11th grade, because as far as it went, that was the criteria at that time. And because my teachers, some of them were named. My history teacher, I think, was named Mrs. Virginia Yancey.
Okay.
And she lived in Charlottesville. She hasn't too long. She hasn't been dead too many years.
Mm-hmm.
I remember her so well. And she taught history, and that was Mrs. Virginia Wilson. She taught music, I think, and English.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And Miss Jefferson, we used to call her Miss Jefferson, but I think she was a Mrs. Jefferson.
Hmm.
I think she taught literature. Mm-hmm. Of course, Mr. Faulkner, he was the principal at that time, during my time, I.D. Faulkner. And he taught as well as the principal, he taught too. I remember him teaching me Latin.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I.D.
I.D. Faulkner.
I period D period.
Uh-huh.
So that's what his initials. Okay.
I think his first name was Isaac.
Okay.
But I never did know what the D stood for.
What relation was Virginia Yancey to the rest of the Yancey family?
If
you recall.
I don't think they were related at all.
Oh, okay. No relation. Okay.
No relation.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's some of the memories of Esmont School.
What about in the classroom?
Oh, in the classroom?
How did the teacher discipline you?
Oh, well, if you did something wrong, in the elementary grades, they would let you stay in the corner,
mm-hmm.
for a length of time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would, coasting as you moved on up a little higher, I guess, in elementary grades, like first grade, I guess kids couldn't write that well. But as you moved on up a little higher and could start writing, whatever you did wrong, they'll make you write it maybe for 100 times.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That was some of the punishment. Mm-hmm. And then as you got in high school, or maybe before you got in high school, if you did something wrong, they would send you to the principal's
mm-hmm.
office.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think that's about all I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
And just the principal would keep you in the office, and you couldn't go out to play with the other kids. And that was a punishment.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
What kinds of play did you do at school? Some sports?
What kind of sports?
Yeah.
Oh, we did games like volleyball, dodgeball. We played some softball, and we also played what you call pole relay.
Hmm.
Pole relay. Yeah.
Like running.
Uh-huh.
Pole.
Yeah, you would run with this pole or stick or whatever you mm-hmm. want to call it. And of course, you had the opposing team.
Mm-hmm.
And you would just run against that other team and run to a certain point and back.
Uh-huh.
Of course, whoever got back first, you were the winner.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, whichever team ran and got back to the home spot first, mm-hmm. you know.
Was that something you played every day, or was there some annual event?
Oh, no, that was something we played, you know, anytime.
Okay.
Not, I don't know whether we did it every day or not, but we did it often. We used to have events over in Charlottesville where we played against other schools. maybe once a year.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And that was held at Washington's Park.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we used to do all kinds of games over there, and I'm sure pole relay was included in one of them.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Were there teams for sports like volleyball or basketball?
Yeah, we would play against other teams.
From other schools?
From other schools, yeah.
Did you have uniforms?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. And you had girls' teams and boys' teams?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In your family, growing up, do you recall how your mom and dad made decisions about the family, either the mm-hmm. children or, what kind of work someone should take on, things like that?
Well, as for my parents making decisions, they always, my father and mother always made decisions together. I don't think he ever did anything without asking her first, or getting her consent for it, for whatever the case was.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And I,
did you see them talking together about
uh-huh,
things?
Yes, uh-huh, you did. And I never saw them at any arguments or anything. If they did, they didn't let us see them.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Wasn't that great?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Did they let you see any affection, like kissing?
Like kissing? I don't think I could. I don't think I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Never did see that. Mm-hmm. But they would make their decisions together, and of course, my father was the head of the household, and which I think men should be. He was strictly the head of the household.
How did he convey that?
Well, he was just a positive person. You didn't say no to him, or if he told you to do something, he didn't. You couldn't just sass back at him or say no, else you would get a whipping.
Okay. Pretty decisive.
Yeah, so he was a very positive, strict father.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I guess kids would be better today if they had more parents like that.
Do you remember any cases where you thought, I wish I could do this, or I don't want to do this?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. Sometimes I used to wish I could go places the way I wanted to go. But, you know, they wouldn't just let you go.
Like where?
To parties and things.
Mm.
You couldn't just go to parties, and they wouldn't let you go except someone went with you.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But sometimes I used to wish I could just go places and go out and do things like I would see other kids doing, but not my father.
What kinds of things?
Oh, well, you know, maybe like you say, like going to parties and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Could you go to Charleston?
We couldn't go to Charleston except, we could have to go with somebody, with someone that was very reliable. And during that time, people didn't have a lot of cars like they do now. So we just didn't go to Charleston that often. I guess when I got to the point that I could go to Charleston anytime I felt like it, or could go with someone else anytime, I guess I was in my 20s and 30s. Yeah.
So who had these parties, and what happened at the parties?
Oh, well, we used to have parties around here. We used to have them at a place down here it used to be at the old Oddfellows Hall down the road here. Of course, it's called the W.D. Ward Center now. But they used to have, some of our friends used to have parties there,
mm-hmm.
dances.
Mm-hmm.
But in the later years, they cut that out because seemed like the kids and all just didn't appreciate it, I don't think.
Mm.
it got a little bit out of hand.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to ask you a little bit about how boys and girls, when they were teenagers, dealt with dating, or if there even was such a thing in Esmont.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, you know, as a teenager, I'm sure I had crush on guys and they had crush on me.
Mm-hmm.
But still, our parents didn't let us go out as teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
But we would see each other at school, and maybe, when they had recess, we would talk to each other. And I remember vividly one time I had a boyfriend, and for Christmas he gave me a comb and brush set.
Oh.
And I was afraid to bring it home.
Really?
I think I hid it outside.
Wow, where'd you find it?
I hid it underneath the porch.
Oh no.
But I can't remember at what point that my mother knew about it. I just can't remember how she bound to have found out about it at some point.
Yeah.
But I was afraid to bring it home. The parents were strict then. They didn't allow you to date boys and
mm-hmm.
be talking to them and everything like that.
What would your father have done?
Oh my goodness. Well, he was so strict. I know he would have done. He probably wouldn't let me go any place, you know, not even with other people. He would punish me by staying at home,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if he found out about something.
Mm-hmm.
He was very protective of his girls.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
he really was. So
different from the boys?
Oh, yes,
treatment.
Yes, uh-huh, yes. But it seemed like the boys, they had a little more freedom than the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So anyway, you know, dating wasn't a big thing, because some kids could do it more so than others. But anyway, we made it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. That's as much as I can tell you about
mm-hmm.
that as a teenager.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We weren't allowed to be going out in cars and stuff with a boy. My goodness.
But some were?
Huh?
Did you say some other teenagers were allowed?
Well, I think, yes, some teenagers were allowed. It seemed like their parents were not as strict as my parents
mm-hmm.
were.
Mm-hmm. Were you friends with those teenagers?
Oh, well, yes and no.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them I was not.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And you went to school with them?
I went to school. We all went to the same school.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's all I know about dating right now.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Now, did you belong to any social clubs or any kind of clubs when you were growing mm-hmm. up and as a young woman?
Well, we didn't have a lot of clubs in Esmont, but I did belong to an organization called the Household of Ruth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What was that for?
Well, that was a secret fraternal organization. You know, you had certain rituals and things, but you couldn't tell, you can't tell what you did there. Although did nothing wrong go on, but it was just a fraternal secret organization. And it was really more just like a fellowship thing. You would go there and you would just meet up with each other. And in fact, now the older people, they were the ones that started it, I guess, because that was one thing that they enjoyed doing during their time, because the older people, like my parents and some other ladies around here,
mm-hmm.
they didn't work. The
mm-hmm.
parents, the older women didn't work like we are now, because they most were just homemakers, stayed home and took care of the children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they used to enjoy that Household of Ruth because, and it met in the daytime,
mm-hmm.
like around 1 or 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But still in the later years, after all those ladies died, the younger people couldn't. They couldn't meet in the daytime,
yeah.
So we met in the evening
okay.
or at night. So anyway, that was one of the organizations that I used to belong to.
When did you join?
Well, I joined the Household of Ruth at age 16, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it had another organization that was connected with that called the Juvenile Society.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that was for younger kids from a certain age up to 16.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I forget the younger age, but anyhow, at 16, after you got 16, you could join the Household of Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother had me to join that when I got 16, and some other my friends. And I still belong to it. I still belong to it up until last year.
It's a long membership.
I tell you, I'm sure I stayed in there nearly 50 years. And for other organizations and clubs, well, we had a few around here, but we didn't have a whole lot.
Do you remember their names, even if you weren't part of them?
Let me see. We had a club here called the Blue Mitz Club. The Blue Mitz Club of
M-I. How do you spell that?
Blue Mitz. Blue Mitz. I think it was M-I-S-T. Blue Mitz Club. Yeah, I think that's what it was.
What was that for?
Oh, it was just a social organization. We had parties and cookouts and things, you know.
Through that club? Were there certain people who belonged to that club as opposed to Hasseldom of Ruth?
Oh, well, some of them were the same people, I'm sure, yeah. Some of them were the same people.
Were either of those organizations or clubs affiliated with the church at all?
Oh, no. Okay. They were separate. They were separate from the church. Yeah, you couldn't connect social and church together. Not around here.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Well, you know, our church is more or less a religious organization. Yes. And a club, a social club, is a social club.
Right.
So you just couldn't mix those two together.
Let's talk about shopping. Where did you shop? Where did your family shop in Esmont for kind of household supplies, things that you didn't raise yourself?
Why did we shop? Well, we had some stores here in Esmont. Are you talking about clothing or?
All of it.
All of it? Food, whatever, huh? Well, we had stores here in Esmont. We had a lot of stores that was owned by our black people.
Do you remember the names of some of them?
Yeah, there was Simpson's store, and he sold general merchandise. And he sold meats as well as other things. I remember so vividly how he used to stand out on the porch and advertise his fish on Friday.
Oh, how to do that?
But he would just say, fresh fish today. Yeah, and then there was another store, Jim Jones's store. And so they used to sell some of everything. I remember we used to go there and get, they used to sell all kinds of cookies. And you could get a cookie for 2 for 5 cents, and penny candy, 1 cent. So he sold candy and cookies and stuff like that, and a lot of other things too in the store. It wasn't only that. Then we had Carrie's Grocery. They sold a lot of meats, and they sold some of everything. And there was another store called Adams Grocery Store. And the last, no, not the last one. Then we had a Porter Superette. And Fred and Clarissa Thomas's store. And Leroy.
What was that for?
Well, that was just a store where they sold ice cream, cakes, and all kinds of little things. They sold some groceries too, like bread.
And what about Leroy's?
And then there was another store called Leroy and Helen Thomas's store.
It was actually called that?
Well,
those are the names?
Yes, it was just Leroy's. It was just Thomas's store. Thomas's store. And they sold ice cream, sodas, and probably stuff like bread, and other things too that you could, that you needed. I think I named them all simply,
Receive some money from your parents to go and buy an ice cream every once in a while?
Well, yes. They would give us a little allowance every now and then. as you say, people didn't make a lot of money then, but, you know, we had money for to go to the store to buy a little candy or some ice cream if we needed it, if we wanted it. But I think I forgot, did I tell you about the last store and the only store we have here in Esmont now is Brown's Mini Market.
Okay.
He's a young fellow that's doing very good business here.
I've been there.
That's down on Route 6.
Right, right.
It used to be all these stores, even down in the lower part of Esmont. They had plenty of stores down there too. Purposes store, C.C. Steed, as I was telling you about once before, I think. And it was a lot of stores down at Payne's grocery store. But now, Brown's Mini Market is the only one that's surviving.
Yeah, because that came up in the later years anyway. Okay. All those stores you just mentioned, were they all black owned?
Oh, no. Now, all the ones up here in this part of Esmont was black.
Okay.
But when you got down in the other part of Esmont, I would say the lower part, they were all white.
Okay. Where was the dividing line? Do you remember?
That was the dividing line.
Yeah, lower and then the rest of it.
Yeah, well, up this way is called the upper part, I guess. And then when you go down Route 6 and you turn off to your right, you go down to the lower part. That's where they, at that time, well, the post office is still down there.
Okay.
And years ago, they had a train station there.
Okay. So what about clothes, specifically? Did you shop around here or Charlottesville?
Well, no, we never had any clothing stores around here. We just had to go to Charlottesville, and our parents would, sometimes they would go and buy the clothes for us, and if they were too small, if they got shoes for you, if they were too small, maybe you just had to sort of wear them anyway. I guess that's what happened.
Did it happen to you?
Yeah, I think it happened to me. I got bad feet today, maybe on that account. But they just couldn't, they didn't have transportation. I think in the early years, they went in the horse and buggy. I hear my older sisters and things say that. But anyway, you just couldn't go to Charlottesville when you, anytime you wanted to go. So what, your parents just had to know your size and try to get your size the best they could. And then my mother used to make things for us. She used to make clothes because she could sew. And you know, during that time, I don't think I ever wore any of these. Maybe my older sisters did, but during that time, they used to get, my parents used to get feed for the cattle. Cows and pigs and stuff. They used to get them in bags. And the bags were so pretty that the feed would come in. And they would wash those bags, and all the feed, I guess, was gone. They would wash them and use them. They could make you a dress out of a beautiful sack.
Wow. What was the, was there a pattern?
Well, you know, the older people could cut a pattern without having a pattern. I mean, they could cut out a dress without having a pattern. But I think some of them did have patterns back there during that time.
Actually, I meant the actual material. Was it checkered?
Oh, I see. You're talking about the material. Well, most of the material, I think, and the pattern of the material was, sometimes it was striped. It was striped. Flowers. They had pretty flowers in it.
Interesting.
Isn't it interesting?
Yeah.
It really is.
Huh.
Most of them were flowery type material, and it was cotton.
Did the boys have their clothes made out of that too?
No, I don't think so. They only, those type of things only made pretty little dresses for girls. I don't think the boys wore any flowery pants.
Just had to ask. Okay, can we turn to the subject of your family and how it coped with problems of health when you were growing up? Illnesses.
Well, I'll start with myself. I can't think of all of my illnesses, but I'll start with myself. I had a touch of polio when I was growing up. I was young. I don't know. I might have been 8 or 9 years old. Mm-hmm. A little older than that, maybe. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I had a touch of polio. It was sort of like going around during that time. A lot mm-hmm. of people was having it. I had a cousin who came to my mother's house during that time, and he had it, but we didn't know he had it, and I don't think he knew he had it. Mm-hmm. But I sort of caught it after he left there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And one of the symptoms were my neck started going back. You know, that this was going on mm-hmm. back. So my mother called the doctor that used to live down here in the lower part of Esmond. His name was Dr. Early. Mm-hmm. So she called him, and
was he white or black?
He was white.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And well, he came and checked me out, and he said that's what I had was polio, a touch of it anyway. So he quarantined the whole house. Could nobody go out or come in, seemed like to me during that time. Yeah, because he didn't want it, you know, he didn't want it to spread no more than what it was already doing.
So for how long?
Now that's what I can't think, but it looked like to me it was about a week or so.
And what did your mother do about the clothing she was supposed to pick in?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
I just can't tell you.
How'd you all cope for food?
Well, you know, during that time, the parents, the women and the men, fathers and mothers would do a lot of gardening. And my mother would can a lot of vegetables. Mm-hmm. And we had our own meat because mm-hmm. we had pigs and things that were killed during the winter. And I'm sure she had plenty of flour and meal. You could make bread. Mm-hmm. So I think that was one of the survival types. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because people then did a lot of gardening. And they would can things and mm-hmm. put it up, you know, in jars. Mm-hmm.
So your neighbors would pass on by the road and wave hello and wish you all well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I'm thankful to God that it didn't leave me any ways handicapped.
Yeah.
Mhm. I got over it okay.
Yeah.
So that was one of my illnesses, and
So the doctor didn't treat you physically? He didn't give you anything?
Well, I didn't have to go to the hospital. Mm-hmm. I know my mother kept me right there at home. Mm-hmm. And he would bring the medicines and stuff that mm-hmm. I needed.
Okay.
And that was some home remedies, like I think she had to put cold packs or other hot packs to the back of my neck mm-hmm. Every so often.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And I know that was one of the home remedies. So it all worked out, because that was a serious illness during that time. So many people had it.
Mm-hmm. In
Esmond.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't say a lot of people, but I do know one or two people mm-hmm. that had it. Mm-hmm. And
what about just general colds and things like that?
Oh, well, we all had plenty of those, I'm sure. Because during that time, your parents would give you something called castor oil. Oh, it was so nasty. And cod liver oil. I remember something called cod liver oil. Uh-huh. So we would pick stuff like that. Mm-hmm. We would put a flannan on your chest.
A what?
Something called a flannan. FLANNEL, I think. It was just a piece of material.
Mm-hmm.
It was a special kind of material. Mm-hmm. I can't call the name of it now. Mm-hmm. And they would put something on that. I don't know what they put on it, but then they would put it to your chest and let you wear it, you know, pin it to your clothes.
Mm.
That was another remedy for colds.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Was it something liquid or a paste or
It was something like a salve.
Hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know what it was called, Vicks salve or what.
Oh,
but that was something called Vicks.
Okay.
Yeah, we used to use. I guess some people might still use it.
Yeah.
If it's still existing. But I know as a child, I know we used to use that a lot.
And where would your parents have purchased that?
Oh, they had it in the grocery stores.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the stores, like I was naming, like people who kept general stuff, merchandise,
mm-hmm.
you could get it in there.
Okay.
And I guess they had drugstores back there. I don't know. I can't remember. I guess they had drugstores.
There were also traveling people, I think, traveling salesmen for some of these things. Do you remember those?
Yeah. That was a company. That was a man that used to go through here called Selling Watkins
products.
Selling.
Oh, uh-huh.
Selling Watkins products.
Okay, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he had all kinds of medical stuff, you know, that he could sell people, all kinds of things called Watkins products.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the only one I can remember.
Do you remember, this might go back further, before your time, but they used to sell things for female troubles, female problems. Do you remember if you sold any of that?
No, I don't know.
They were pretty. It was pretty straightforward in terms of what the illnesses were.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know too much about that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. I really don't.
Did you use catalogs at all?
Oh yes, I meant to tell you that my mother used to order clothes for us too.
Mm-hmm.
She used to order from Montgomery Ward.
Uh huh.
Yeah. And that's if we wanted something special for Easter or Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes we would want a new dress or a new hat, a new pair of shoes or something. She would order that from the catalog.
Uh-huh.
They did a lot of that during that time.
Uh-huh.
Because they didn't have a way of transportation of getting to Charlottesville, so they ordered a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you as the youngest, did you get a lot of stuff handed down?
Yes, uh-huh, yeah. From my older sister.
Mm-hmm. Sorry
about
that.
Yeah.
What about holidays? How do you remember the holidays being spent? Kind of the big ones.
Yeah, well, I can only remember about Easter and Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they were the most two important ones.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for Easter, we used to always get a new outfit,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and go to church. And parade around in your new clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, at that time, because they still do this Sunday school, they had a program every Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a recitation to learn,
because
they want you to learn it by memory, but our parents try to help us to learn it by memory.
Mm-hmm.
So in each class, you had the primary class, and then you had the maybe intermediate class. Then you had the adult class. So each class would have a presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So we look forward to that every year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Class, meaning throughout the year, you would have classes, Sunday school
mm-hmm.
classes
Sunday
for
school
those
classes. Okay. So different groups throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the older classes, they would maybe present a play.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And which they still do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And at Christmas time, it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Each class has a presentation for your Christmas program.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we used to look forward to that.
And was there a social aspect to the Sunday program for Easter, like a picnic or anything?
Well, you know, I was trying to think. You know, egg hunts are associated with Easter. But for some reason, I can't remember whether we had egg hunts back there or not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was one of the things that was connected with Easter, was egg hunts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure if they didn't have them at the church, some of our probably neighbors had them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure.
Using real eggs?
Yeah, real eggs and color them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was Christmas time. Like I say, we would still go to Sunday school and church. And of course, we always had a program, just like I recently said,
mm-hmm.
previously said, rather. And of course, Christmas was always fun because we, as a child, we believed in Santa Claus. And that was a thing that, you know, we would look for him to come. The parents would say he was coming on a sleigh with reindeer and coming down the chimney and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it was hard to go to sleep because I remember peeping out the window sometimes trying to see when he could. But if your parents caught you peeping out the window, you might get a scolding for that. So anyway, that was fun during that time. But now, I don't think too many people teach their children about Santa Claus, because they feel like that's really lying to them and
stuff. So what else happened on Christmas Day?
Well, on Christmas Day, we had big dinners. My mother would cook all this food, make pies and cakes. You could make the best pies and cakes. And then we would have our family to come in. Because now all of my family that was older than I am, probably they had moved away by that time. Mm-hmm. But they would always come home for holidays.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. With their families.
Yes, but my older sisters and brothers didn't have too much family. Only Willie had family. Jetty and John didn't have any family.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Dee and Elizabeth, they lived close by.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we would have family gathering, because my sister Jetty at that time, she lived in Philadelphia, and she would come home every holiday. Well, she would come home more than that. She would come home for at least 3 times a year. And of course, after my parents died, she would come and open up the family home on holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And during the summer, she would come for the revival that we had in
mm-hmm.
August and
mm-hmm.
stay maybe a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then in October, she would come and get apples from the apple shed
mm-hmm.
or the apple orchard and carry them back to Philadelphia
wow.
for her friends.
Must have been good apples.
They were.
Mm-hmm.
They used to be right up here on Route 6 at mm-hmm. a place where you could buy apples.
Mm-hmm.
And then she would come for Christmas. She didn't do much. She didn't come for Easter that much.
Mm-hmm.
But now she is here for good.
Mm-hmm.
She lives in the family home over there.
Mm-hmm.
That belongs to her now.
And she's alone?
And she's alone,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Because mm-hmm. her husband passed away a few years ago.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But when he was living, they used to drive down here, like you say, at least 3 times a year.
After your parents died?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When did your parents die?
My mother died in 1952,
mm-hmm.
and my father died in 1941.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Of natural causes?
Well, my father, I think, had a heart attack. That's what the doctor said. And my mother did, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, my mother had what you call a cerebral hemorrhage.
Okay.
That's what he said.
Okay. Aside from the occasional trips to Charlottesville, did you do any other traveling yourself? In a horse and buggy or automobile or
uh-huh.
train?
Well, I don't remember too much about the horse and buggies.
Mm-hmm.